It was only recently that I discovered that I had a voice that people respond to, that my voice was something that people liked about me. I know it seems silly now, I use my voice so much, but for most of my life I didn't really think about having a voice that people enjoyed listening to. I knew, of course, that I'm relatively well-spoken. I know I can enunciate and make myself understood. But it's only quite recently that I've realised that people find my voice quite erotic sometimes. What is it that you like about my voice? Sometimes I try to figure out exactly what it is that draws people to the sound of my voice. Perhaps part of it, a large part of it probably, is my British accent. I know a lot of people internationally have rather positive associations with the British accent. It calls to mind an authority, an elegance that people enjoy. Or perhaps it's the particular tone that I speak with. Very feminine, yes, but not so high-pitched. The lower tones, soothing somehow. The slight growl in my voice, that vocal fry that some people find rather appealing. And of course, lower tones are considered more commanding, aren't they? More assertive, more imposing. Perhaps that's what you like about my voice, that it feels commanding to you. There's certainly something, isn't there, that calls out to a part of you. And now I would question, is it my voice specifically? Are you one of those people that finds voices to be erotic? That finds the hum of someone whispering instructions and secrets in their ear to be something so irresistible? Perhaps my voice, quite simply, just brings you pleasure, makes you feel good. Maybe something in that body responds to my words. Perhaps I could say almost anything and you'd start to relax. Just the rounded sound of every vowel, finding its way deep into your mind, finding its way inside you and melting you away. Perhaps it's just the timbre of my voice, or the soothing, lulling rhythm with which it rocks you, the way it flows like water through your mind, so that you don't even really have to listen to the words. You just allow the words to find their way anywhere they need to be inside your head, finding that they work their way into your limbs, that they wash down over you, sending a cool, relaxing feeling from the top of your head all the way down your shoulders, down your hips, into that place at the root of you where that erotic feeling stirs with my words, and all the way down to your feet where they ground through the floor and you melt even further. You know that your mind can listen along to my words with no effort. So easy to let them in. So easy because they make you feel so wonderful, don't they? As they stir away, as they find their way, as they wend into your mind, as they wind deeper. As they spiral in, they feel so wonderful. They make you feel pleasure. Pleasure in all the places that you know that pleasure resides inside you. Like the vibrations of my words could find their way to your most sensitive places and stroke themselves over you simply by listening. Simply by listening, it's making you feel good, feel pleasure. But people are afraid of pleasure, aren't they? People are afraid of feeling good. There's a story we tell ourselves in our culture that we shouldn't have too much pleasure, that pleasure should be tightly controlled to make sure that we don't lose ourselves in it, that too much pleasure would take you over, would drive a person into ecstatic madness. It's certainly a potent experience, isn't it, to be so filled up with pleasure. And we fear that we'll lose our minds if we indulge it too much. And if my voice is liquid pleasure, if my voice is making you feel so good, then is there a fear? Is there a worry that you'll be consumed by my voice? I am pleasure, and I will make sure you have so much of me you lose control. You can feel it, can't you? That stirring, that rising of pleasure along with my words. How just a change in tone can produce so much in your body. How it makes your breath begin to catch in your throat when I growl my instructions at you. When I tell you to swell. When I tell you to feel that wonderful sensation. To feel my voice making you feel so good. To feel that arousal building inside you. You can feel it, can't you? Because my words are that pleasure, and my words are inside of you now. And they can make you moan. They can make you writhe. And you know you can't stop listening now, can you? You're too caught in it, and that's the problem with pleasure, my sweet one. Once we've had a taste of it, once we've begun down that path, it's so hard to stop, isn't it? Because we crave pleasure, and you crave my words because my words are pleasure, and you wait on every single line of speech that I give you. You wait for the next time I'll make you feel good, every syllable building on the one before it, building on that wonderful feeling inside of you, sucking you in to that vortex of pleasure as I speak. That's right. And like my voice, it can rise and fall, so fall into it now. Fall into that relaxation, let your muscles untense. Let everything go as you give in to pleasure, and you give in to me, and you feel your mind giving in, falling down deeper, opening up like a beautiful 1,000-petaled lotus, opening up to my words like a light touch on every petal, lingering inside your mind as my voice guides you into pleasure, as my voice softly cradles you in pleasure, as my voice seduces you into obedience, because when you listen and follow, my voice becomes the perfect weapon, the tool that I use to seduce you into my power, to make sure that you're so wonderfully comfortable, that you've been lured in by the promise of pleasure, and I will deliver on that promise. Lured in by how good it feels to just allow yourself to keep listening to that wonderful voice, and allowing it to make you feel so good that you don't question what my instructions are. You just allow them to make you feel good. Imagine if every instruction I gave you made you feel good. Would you ever disobey? If every obedient act filled you with such wonderful arousal, such perfect pleasure, would you ever want to do anything else? It's too late now, of course. You've started listening. You've let my words in. And they've found their way to the place that they need to be in order to control you. Feel it now as I take that control. The color of my words as you feel their presence inside of you. As you feel that glow that is my erotic power take hold of you. You can feel it between your legs, can't you? And you can feel it in your hands. That now you notice a tingling with that desire to touch to my voice. Because my voice is pleasure. And you know how you bring yourself pleasure, don't you? How you can stroke and touch yourself to ecstasy. And my voice makes you feel that way. My voice makes you do those things. And your hands tingle with desire to weave their way, to help my words go deeper as you touch. Let your hands begin to be dragged as if magnetized towards the place that feels the best for you. Feel as every word that I speak, like a breeze that blows through you, blows away any questions, any shame, any thought other than the pleasure that you're feeling at my words. That's all you need do now, all you need be now, all you need feel now is pleasure. Because you've already become conditioned to my voice. Such a short time it took you. But that's what happens to the people who listen to my words. They find them irresistible. I told you, didn't I? And now here you are, deeply entranced, making those wonderful, stroking feelings as my voice strokes your mind, strokes you into deeper obedience, into deeper enjoyment of my instructions to you. You barely hear them now, you just feel them. They are the words inside your head. And as you stroke, you allow them to become your inner monologue, that little voice inside. And you know that each time you listen to my voice now, you'll feel that rising erotic energy inside you, just as you are right now. You'll feel the way my words ricochet and resonate off the most delicious places inside you. As you touch for me now, you seal your fate, perfectly programmed. A slave to my voice. Imagine hearing in a crowd, in a room that thrums with 1,000 voices. Imagine hearing my voice drifting through them. You know now that that wonderful, obedient mind would pick out my words, simply the shape, The tone would hit you powerfully in that place where your erotic fantasies live, where you're controlled, where you're helpless but to follow. Follow me into pleasure, follow my words into bliss. You know you'd find yourself sinking inside your mind. You'd find that hyper-focus on my every word drawing you in. Perhaps you'd even find yourself on your knees for my voice, on your knees for me, like a good, obedient thing that you are, that you have become now. And that just makes you stroke faster, doesn't it? That powerlessness to my words. My words are your words. My voice is your pleasure. Your thoughts are my words. And my words are your thoughts. And the more that you think my words, the better it makes you feel. The more completely you give your mind to my voice, the more delicious sensations come rocketing through you, the more you're rewarded with greater sensitivity as you touch, the more you acknowledge that shift that's taken place inside your head, the more utterly arousing you find it, and the more arousing that you find it, the more you anchor that pleasure to my voice. And so you loop through it, you lose yourself in it, touching and stroking and feeling so good as you listen, as you realize how lost you've become. How you know now with a single word, I could have your mind in a moment. I could control you from the inside, all the while making it feel so fucking good. Stop touching now. Feel your hand go limp, feel your body go limp, feel yourself fall into relaxation, into total and complete, blissful blankness for me now. Consumed entirely by my words, surrounded and encased by the sound of my voice. Glowing brightly with the feeling of my control, lusting after every word that I give you, hungry for more, but not now, my sweet one, not right now. For now, just relax for me, give in for me, and feel that serenity that comes from training yourself for me. Soon I'll stop talking, but you can go back, listen again, seek out more, and the more that you hear my voice, the better it will feel for you, the more you'll program yourself to it with that pleasure. Chase the pleasure, my hedonist. Chase that bliss and find it again and again in my words. But for now, have your mind back, have your body back, and come all the way back up and out of that trance that I've held you in 3, 2, and 1, awake, alert. Such a good obedient thing you are. I'll speak to you again soon.